It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Our conversation about older drivers and when it's time to take away the keys brought this email from Robert in Rancho Mirage, California. As a primary care physician in a retirement community, I have hundreds of elderly patients who drive with various mental and physical impairments. Often their children approach me desirous of my stopping their parent from driving. Too often these children live at a distance, note their parents' declining faculties, and expect me to be the guardian, policeman, and best friend of their parent, as well as the physician. This I can do if I must, but I often think that the last thing these children consider doing is taking their elderly parents into their own homes and taking responsibility for dad or mom, including responsibility for their driving privilege. We talked about the scathing report on Lance Armstrong from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. Yesterday, as you probably heard, he was formally stripped of his victories in the Tour de France. Justin in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania commented, "I am a longtime 30-year cyclist. I support Lance in spite of the fact that he did dope. He saved an industry, made millions for Nike, Trek, and Oakley, not to mention the millions donated to Live Strong. The good outweighs the cost. If he were the only one, it would be different. But he was following the culture of the sport at the time. Please don't confuse my support of Lance for support of doping." We also heard from Terry. "The sad part of Lance's choice to cheat is that many of the USA's talented clean riders of that era, Andy Hampstead and Davis Finney come to mind, most likely retired early rather than cheat. Good for those guys for making the smart choice. Too bad for those of us who love to watch them ride. Hopefully something good will come out of this, and the young riders coming up today will not have to make that choice, and Lance Armstrong will go away." And a correction, we misspoke yesterday in our conversation about the political lives of former presidential candidates. Gerald Ford picked Bob Dole as his running mate in 1976. 20 years later, Dole ran at the top of the Republican ticket. Finally, after we talked last week about hackers and the growing cyber wars that involve the U.S., Iran, China, Russia, and other countries, W.C. Geek Chick tweeted a clarification. The proper term for most of what you're talking about is cracking and crackers. There is a difference. Some hackers make the case that what they do is constructive. They create and share new code and programs, while what crackers do is destructive and illegal. They break into systems and steal information. If you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by Tinbeat Ermias, Laura Lee, Libby Franklin, John Asante, Priska Neely, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten is our director. Our intern is Ibrahim Balki. Melissa Marquis is our technical director. She gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, and Michael Cullen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Carlene Watson is our senior supervising producer. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. And an update on one of the lead stories of the day. U.S. stock prices dropped sharply today after weak earning reports that came from companies including 3M, DuPont, UPS, and Xerox. Weak quarterly earnings. 60% of the companies releasing earnings today fell short of their forecast. At one point, stocks were down 253 points. They recovered a little bit at last glance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 210 points. Stay tuned. More on that later today on All Things Considered. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin joins us. We'll be talking about the races that will control the majorities in the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.